Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of May 1st, 2023. Authorities investigate two Minneapolis mosque fires. The Taliban kill an ISIS-K terrorist behind the bombing at Kabul Airport during the U.S. withdrawal. A New Jersey man has been sentenced to life in prison for racially motivated murder. And planning is underway to enact the U.S. 2023 National Cyber Strategy. So without further delay, let's discuss the details. Authorities are investigating two possible arsons that occurred April 22nd and April 23rd at two separate Minneapolis, Minnesota mosques, according to media outlets. Prior to firefighters arriving, mosque security doused a bathroom trash fire on April 22nd at the Masjid Omar Islamic Center, located inside the 24 Somali Mall. In a statement, the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations alleges a man entered the mosque with flammable liquid and started the fire. The group's executive director said that given past incidents targeting state mosques and Islamic institutions, the council is urging law enforcement authorities to investigate the fire as a potential bias-motivated crime. The next day, firefighters extinguished another fire on the top floor of the nearby Mercy Islamic Center. The Minneapolis police chief reported that authorities are investigating a possible connection between the two incidents. The Taliban killed an ISIS Khorasan province-based terrorist who plotted a suicide bombing at Kabul's airport that left 13 U.S. troops and more than 160 Afghans dead during the August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, media outlets reported. During the withdrawal, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device within the crowds of civilians and military personnel at the entrance to the Abbey Gate of Hamid Karzai International Airport. Without naming the terrorist, a senior U.S. official confirmed April 25th that the Taliban recently killed an extremist involved. The official noted at the time of the terrorist's death, which resulted from a series of early April Taliban-based operations in southern Afghanistan, that the Taliban was not aware of the person's identity. The U.S. learned of the killing through its own intelligence networks, the official added. On April 26th, a judge reportedly sentenced a New Jersey man to life in prison, plus an additional 35 years for a racially motivated murder in Freehold Township. Jameel Hubbard, 30, of Sayreville, attacked Jerry Wolkowicz, 56, in the parking lot of the Chesterfield Apartments in May of 2018, leaving the victim in a coma for several months before he later died in October. At the time of the incident, Hubbard had slept in his car overnight in the parking lot after arguing with his girlfriend, who lived at the complex. Authorities said that when he awoke, he saw Wolkowicz and decided to kill him, quote, because he was white, end quote. Hubbard attacked Wolkowicz from behind, punching and kicking him and eventually stealing his wallet and car keys. The incident escalated when Hubbard dragged the victim into the parking lot and, with his own car, drove over him. Hubbard then stole his victim's car and led police on a high-speed chase, which officers would eventually suspend due to dangerous speeds. Authorities found the abandoned car shortly afterwards and arrested Hubbard in his apartment. Acting National Cyber Director Kemba Walden said planning is currently underway to enact the Biden administration's recently released 2023 National Cyber Strategy, according to an April 26 Cybersecurity News Service report. Speaking at the annual RSA conference last week, Walden said the plan, which is expected to roll out this summer, will include new legislation to uphold the strategy's goal of shifting responsibility for cybersecurity from users and small businesses to larger corporations that drive most tech development. The conference brings together the world's top cybersecurity, government, and business leaders to learn, discuss emerging trends, and formulate best strategies to help organizations and communities address current and future cyber threats. Experts say businesses should make provisions now for the expected changes by taking inventory of their organization's cloud-based infrastructure and data vendors, and by developing a plan to meet security requirements while familiarizing themselves with their company's cyber insurance policy. Walden said securing the space ecosystem is also a priority for lawmakers, noting that the first shot in the current Ukraine conflict was a cyber attack against a U.S. space company. U.S. lawmakers expressed concern about vulnerabilities in the space sector after recently released documents revealed China is working on cyber weapons capable of taking over the nation's other nation's satellites. The National Cyber Strategy, released in March, is an initiative to make U.S. cyberspace fortified and resilient by creating defense strategies for critical infrastructure, disrupting and dismantling threat actors, shaping market forces to drive security and resilience, investing in a resilient future, and forging international partnerships to pursue shared goals. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.